Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Reprieve.
Wrong number.
Okay, and now that I have you on the line, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, our state, and local communities. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey? Pardon? Excuse me?
I said yes, but I also.
Okay.
Okay.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. Now, I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Most definitely.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, what year were you born? Just a year, miss.
1994.
And what is your race?
Asian.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone pretty serious off on the wrong track?
Wrong. Very wrong.
Okay. Okay. And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
I actually don't know much about local politics, so I can't really comment. I would probably say neutral.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you're unfavorable. 100 means you're very favorable. 50 means that you're neutral. And you can use any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. Andre Syed, from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
I don't think I know who he is.
Okay. Well,
Probably
from 0 to 100, what do you choose?
50.
Okay. And what about Bill Parcell?
Also 50.
What about Andy Kim?
Oh, Andy Kim. I think that's more like 80.
And what about Shavonda Suter? Suter? Do apologize.
50?
And what about Tammy Murphy?
Also 50?
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Bill Parcell is doing as your member of Congress?
Neutral?
From the
You know
options I have here,
what? Take that to disapprove. I feel like there could be more than that. There could be more that can be done.
okay. So from the options I have here, what do you want me to choose for you? Mark down for you. I have a strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I'll do somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you. Now, would you say Bill Parcell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
I'd like to see someone new.
And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Tammy Murphy, for whom would you vote for?
Andy Kim.
And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Shamanda Stumer, Andre Syed, do apologize, and Bill Parcell, for whom would you vote for?
The second one, is that the wicker?
Excuse me?
It's the second name, is that the wicker?
No, it's what's Andre. Say it. It's S-A-Y-E-G-H.
I don't think I have strong feeling to either to any of them.
Okay. And, well, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today, and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Samantha Sudham, Andre Syed, or Bill Parcells?
Probably the first one.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Andre Syed and Bill Parcells, for whom would you vote for?
The first one.
And I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all, more likely to support the candidate for Congress. Here's the first one. Bill Parcells is a New Jersey progressive fighter in Congress who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security and our seniors. And he has used his position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers, an international trade agreement that looks out for the American worker. After hearing this, do you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to vote for Bill Parcells?
More likely.
Now, what about Andre Syed? Has been the mayor of Paterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Paterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Paterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Syed has secured over $1 billion in new investment for Paterson's, including restoring Hitchcliffe Stadium, green the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to vote for Andre?
Somewhat likely, somewhat more likely.
Okay. The other one says Samantha Schumer is a state assemblywoman and stunt advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality. And recently, the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to vote for Samantha?
Much more likely.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. We are almost done here. Now, after hearing that information, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Samantha Schumer, Andre Syed, and Bill Parcells, for whom would you vote for?
Probably still Schumer.
Samantha Schumer, or
yes.
Bill Parcells, or Andre Syed?
The first one.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement is accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support the candidate for Congress. Here's the first one.
I'm sorry. Despite how much longer is this survey?
Oh, we are at 85%. We are almost done here. I'm going to read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for your patience. The first statement says, despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinians, civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Parcell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Does this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to vote or support?
Much less likely.
The other one says, Samantha Schumer is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and became part of the do-nothing machine. Under the so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, and traffic has gone worse. And our kids' schools continue to suffer. Much more, somewhat more, a little, or not at all likely to vote.
I feel like it's not that relevant, so not at all.
Okay. The other one says Bill Parcell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for at least 26 years. Parcell is part of the problem. In Washington, D.C., refused to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Are you much more, somewhat more, a little, or not at all less likely to support?
Much less, a lot, as in a lot. I'm not going to support that.
Okay. And this last one here says, with Andre Zayat is mayor, gun violence and crime in Peterson is out of control, and due to Zayat's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Peterson Police Department. Does this make you much less likely, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to support?
Somewhat.
Okay. And now that you've have heard that information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Sherrona Schumer, Andre Zayat, and Bill Parcell, for whom would you vote for?
The first one, Bill.
And we are starting to wrap this up. And if a Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andre Zayat and Bill Parcell, for whom would you vote for?
The first one.
The following questions are for statistic purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2020?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Like high school?
Oh.
Some college?
Master's degree. So post-grad.
Okay. And what is your religious background?
None.
And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
No.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
Yes, it's Jenny. J-E-N-N-Y.
Jenny? G-E-N-N-Y?
J, like John, J-E-N-N-Y.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey, Jenny. Thank you for your participation. You enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.